Chris, what are your thoughts at the end of that?
Thoughts are that obviously we changed things up a little bit tonight. I had a look at some different players, a little bit of a different system first half, which, you know, in fairness, Paul, we had to do. We've got to do that. We've got to be, you know, we secured a playoff place, you know, and I know it's important and we've got to try and finish as high as we can, but we know we're in the playoffs and, you know, basically we've got, you know, before tonight, we've got tonight and Preston, and then we've got three massive games, you know, so what we have to do is we have to get ready for the three games. So we took an opportunity tonight to change things up, but for me, the 11 that we had on the pitch at the start is well strong enough to win the game. You know, we've tested the goalkeeper, we've looked dangerous from set plays. They have one chance and they win the game. You know, and I think, in fairness, anybody that's seen us play this year, I'll say that that's probably has been his Achilles heel. When we're on top and we're creating chances, we're not ruthless in front of goal enough.
And that's a worry, isn't it, going into two, possibly three big playoff games?
Well, it is, yeah, but, you know, what can we do, Paul? You know,
we've got
the tools and that's what we're working with. And, you know, what we have got is we've got an honest set of players who work hard for each other. They never turn things in. They always keep going. You could say a little bit of luck at times. You know, Harry meets the header any other time. You know, it goes in the net. Joe's through late on. You know, sort of test the keeper. You know, I can't remember too many times when, you know, they're testing George, you know, and chance falls to Chuck Tanique and he sticks it in the net with a fantastic finish. But that's football. You know, I'm afraid the result doesn't depend on how many times you test their goalkeeper and how many chances you get. It's, you know, when it ends up in the back of the net, and they put it in tonight and we haven't.
So what did you learn about the team tonight?
Obviously, I wanted to look at a little bit of a different setup, you know, away from home, you know, just to, you know, to keep us solid to hit teams on the counter attack. Obviously, we played, you know, we put people in different positions tonight, but you know, just give people a chance. You know, I said to you after the weekend, I felt as though we needed to rest it up. You know, the lads that had been playing and being in the first 11, you know, we've had eight games. You know, after Saturday, we'll have had eight games this month. It's a lot of games, you know, but we can't get away from that. That happens, that gets thrown up. But, you know, what we've got to do is we've got to get ready for three massive games in the playoffs.
How's confidence?
Confidence is good. You know, confidence is good. I think they're frustrated. You know, I think the word is frustrated after tonight. You know, we spoke after the weekend and, you know, I watched the DVD back and after a mad 15 minutes, you know, again, second half, we create chances, we're heading things over the bar and just nearly there, you know, and we just maybe need one of them that, you know, just deflects off somebody's knee and goes in the net, and it might just give everybody that little bit of lift. But no, confidence is all right. I mean, confidence is, you know, other than the last two away games, you know, we've been doing really well, you know, and like I said, you know, obviously you saw the team sheet that we mixed it up, and we've had to have a look at other people, because you see, you know, Danny Higginbottom, left back, you know, first half, gets a little bit of a tweak in his hamstring, you know, and then you're changing it again, so you have to be prepared for, you know, for changes, and we'll not be prepared for changes if we don't play people and see what they can do.
You've given some of the kids a chance tonight. I thought Ironside did well, they came on. McFadzean moving to left back did okay as well, actually. But would you be confident enough to start them in a playoff game, or are you thinking about experience in those games as it stands now?
I think we're going to need both. I think whoever we play against, we played Swindon, we played Brentford in the last couple of weeks. Yeah. We know what Yeovil, you know, what we're going to have is we're going to need legs. We're going to need energy. We're going to need legs. And, you know, you see tonight, I mean, Callum does excellent. He starts the game basically as, you know, a left winger and finishes the game as a left back. So for Callum to change halfway through a game and adapt, you know, shows the, you know, the football intelligence that he's got. I thought Joe Ironside come on. And again, I thought he was excellent. You know, he comes on, he creates problems. He don't let defenders have an easy ride. You know, and I spoke after this winning game in regards to, you know, people like Elliot Whitehouse as well. You know, they've all got something to offer. They've all got something to offer, and you know, they'll be there. You know, they'll be in the front of the thoughts. But what we've got to do is You know, whether it's experience, whether it's youth, we've got to pick a team that we feel is strong enough to get us promoted.
Finally, just how big is the Preston game? It's a home game, which is good, but it's your last chance, isn't it, to have a look at everybody in a match situation before the playoffs. Is that the last opportunity then for those players in that dressing room to show to you that they're worthy of a place for the playoffs? Is that going to be a real good gauge for you on Saturday?
I think the opportunity for Saturday is that we're at Bramall Lane, and I think we've got to go out. We've got to go and play. We've got to go and go and show what good players we are. You know, like we have done in the last two home games. That'll not change. You know, there'll be a crowd there that's expecting us to be ready for the playoff games, and that's what we'll be, Paul. You know, we've got two league games left that you have to treat properly. You know, because we want to finish on a high. You know, but obviously we've got beat tonight. We've got an home game, and we'll be positive, and we'll go in and we'll want to win the game. We'll get the supporters with us. But you know, I can't stress to you that the three important games that we've got are the playoff games.